What's going on, everybody? This is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker coming at you with another episode of Google News Updates. And today, what we're going to be talking about is three key topics, man. One is about Google jumping into banking. Two, about Google targeting women for its new gaming service, Stadia. And three, the real reason why Google is buying Fitbit, right? So I think that... Before we jump in exactly, man, of course, you all know to like, comment, subscribe, give us your feedback on the things we talk about and anything we talked about beforehand. I'm pretty sure that we would be able to use that information to give you all more of what you're looking for. But jumping into these articles, man, I just think overall, when you have a company that is big as Google, right, it's just, you know, it's all over the place, man. Google Earth, you know, Google Mars, it only makes sense that, you know, a company this big jumps into something that, you know, they already inserted into everyone's lives, right? When we go to the internet, we don't say we want to search engine something or jump onto a search engine. We definitely don't say we want a Yahoo search. We don't say we want to, give a Bing search.
We want to Bing it.
Go ahead, Bing that. No one says that. We say, if you got something, a question, Google it. So this goes to show like how much Google has been integrated into our lives. And when I hear something like this, you know, an article comes out about Google jumping into something as serious as banking, you know, I'm not really startled so much because it just only makes sense. I mean, it's power, you know, and you know, it could be a good thing or a bad thing, right? With Google, a company like Google getting into banking and being technology driven, you can only imagine what that may actually mean for currency, right? We already know that we come from, we're in an era of cryptocurrency becoming more and more of a thing. I actually just at one of the gas stations right up the street from where I live, they actually have an ATM that you're able to convert your Bitcoins, your cryptocurrency and get cash back for it. Wow. So thinking about, you know, like, again, with Google making a move like this, I can only imagine, like, what that would mean for what that's going to, like, world over. You know what I mean? Because not only, you know, Google is not a service that just Americans use. You know, Google is worldwide. So if Google is worldwide, the influence is worldwide. It's integrated into people's lives. If they bring in, you know, their ideas of what currency is and how it should, you know, how it should impact people to the world. It's like, it's no telling, you know, what type of positioning that company would be in. It'd almost be like what you call it, like a loose government. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, of course you all have your policies and your laws, but, you know, if we're able to control, if we have our hand in on the money that you use, you know, as well as the technology that you use, it's like who really runs things?
Right.
I mean, so that's like, it's kind of like my soft take on it, man. You got anything to comment on it? Like,
I'll be floored at the idea that they're going to start a bank just because of the fact that anything that Google tends to get their hands onto, either they immediately get away from it, like anything that they tend to get involved with, they find out a way to make it 10 to 20 times better, or they immediately get away from it and just let it run its own course. Mm-hmm. So the idea of it getting into the banking industry, it tells me that they see longevity in what they're plotting to do. So they've been trying to get all the Silicon Valley companies have been trying to get into the financial game since like the late 2000s, early 2000s, since they were able to actually make it a thing. Mm-hmm. You can't really discredit companies like MasterCard and Visa as like software companies in a way, because the work that they've been able to do with coming up with a standard for credit card systems, for ATM systems, for financial payments through banking, like it's technically software standards that they've been able to apply throughout, you know, the masses to be able to make this thing even possible. But they sort of stopped at the financial level. Yeah, I mean, they didn't really take software to the peak of what software could be. Mm-hmm. And like a company like Google is software first. Like they've always been a software first company, and no matter what industry they get into, they look at it from a software perspective. Uh-huh. And it's like it's helped them and it's hurt them at the same time. So like when you see companies like PayPal, Square, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Facebook Pay, like all these different systems, Uber Pay, like all of these systems are trying to find ways to work with the payment systems, with the credit card systems, with the debit system, with the banks. Essentially, they try to find a way to work alongside them. Mm-hmm. And for a company, and like we already know with Facebook trying to do Libra, how problematic that basically is. Like, they were trying to come up with their Libra organization or whatever, and like that basically flopped right in their face. They had 28 people, and now it's like down to 15 or something. 28 companies, but now it's like the 15. They wanted to have 100 companies in this organization, and they all backing out. And right around the same time that they backing out, Google decides, you know what, we just want to start getting into banking directly. And that type of thinking is like, we're gonna jump into this and work directly with the systems. We're gonna integrate ourselves as a part of the system, find out the best ways to do it. And then once we find out the best ways to do it, we're gonna find out the most efficient way to do it. You know what I mean? So like they plotting on just getting into banking, probably doing banking just the way banking is done. Improve on it with the fact that they know that they have 2 billion people using Androids, and then they're gonna try to probably just come up with their own version. Like, they probably find a way to make it so that like Visa and MasterCard can get into this whole Bitcoin, well, not Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency concept, without being able to just feel like they're being outed. Because with like Libra coin and Bitcoin and all this stuff, they were basically just pushing out the credit card companies and pushing out the banks. They were like, we will just become our own thing. And with this tactic, they basically are saying, we're just going to improve the way that the banking system works and the financial system works in general. We're going to work along with you guys, and we're going to make it that way. And I mean, that's a Trojan horse. That's the Trojan horse, how you get into the system so that you can work it from the inside and manipulate it from the inside, instead of trying to, what they say in that, what was that Malcolm X movie? Instead of trying to beat your head against a stone wall, you gotta go and work with the team. Or else they just gonna keep fighting against you. And that's basically what's been happening. Like, you try to do this whole Bitcoin, this whole Libra coin thing, and the financial sector fought against them. So Google is coming in and saying, we're just going to work with you. We're going to become another bank based on the rules you already set.
They didn't come in with guns. They came in with handshakes, man.
They came in with flowers. Like, we ain't going to let you know that these flowers are poisonous.
Got a little buzz on my hand right now.
I just took the flower. Next thing I know, is my hand red. What's going on here?
They say in a little snippet of the article, they said they officially going to start giving out checking accounts in like 2020.
Yeah, and I'm definitely signing up for one, because right now, like, I ain't like the way Bank of America did me.
Right,
I ain't like the way Wachovia did me before they changed to Wells Fargo. Yeah, I mean, so
all of them. That's the thing. I think that's the biggest thing, bro. It's like with a lot of the banks and some of that, they all of the fraud that they have been involved in, man, and all of the shenanigans that they still are up to, and they still learn the way. They got guys jipping, you know, with the whole overdraft. Like, I don't know, man. Like, and when Google comes on the scene, where they kind of have like a clean slate, you know what I mean? You know, I always go take it back to the whole relationship thing, man. Like, this. You know, you're in this abusive relationship with these banks, man. And then it's like, you know, this girl is so much more. You got the freshness. She's more gorgeous. You know, it's kind of, you know, everything lays it out. It's kind of like, you know, what? Why not, man? Like, the only
thing. Helping you improving your career.
It's like, sign me up, man. I'm, you know, good, man. I'm good. But I think that's pretty much where I see it. Like you said, software first, and with a lot of cryptocurrency and everything, like, I think that's where we're going to see that a lot more heavy bit that Google is making this power play.
I want to see more. I'm like I said, whenever they got to sign up for it, I'm right there for it, because I want to see it in action.
Let's move on to the next article, man. Next article, the title is Google is targeting women with its new gaming service, Stadia. I think that, so taking it from a different angle, I guess, as far as like from a business perspective, I mean, it always makes sense that if you're looking for, if you're looking to make money, right, you want to, and you really haven't established or polarized so much so to create like a core audience, your audience is, you know, the common person, and there's more women than there are than men, right? Mm-hmm. So if you create, you know, you have to, I think it just makes sense that what they're pretty much what they're doing when I hear this is that they're going to be creating campaigns and even like maybe even like games that they can have or even services that they provide where it's catered to women, because that's pretty much where the dollars are. I mean, we so clearly, and I don't have all the direct statistics, but we know it's a known fact that, you know, women tend to spend more than men do. You know what I mean? There's right. more women than there are than men in the world, you know what I mean, to have access. So it's like, you know, I think that's just a smart, you know, for, as far as a business perspective, like from a business perspective, it just makes sense to like, you know, let's go into this. And then it kind of gives us somewhat of a different feel, like some, I guess, a freshness of what gaming is all about, because we typically know, well, like back in the day, it was pretty much like, you know, you had your, it was massive, right? It was heavily driven by, you know, this guy is playing video games, you know, that was the audience, was men. But now that we're in the street, we have social media going on where things are just so much more interconnected. You know, we have, I think it was like for a long period of time, there was an audience that was being ignored, and being that that's come to light, I think, you know, by them taking this stance, saying that they're jumping, Google jumping into this gaming sphere, and they're going to be heavily pushing for women's, like for women to buy into them. Like, I think that's it only makes sense. You know what I mean? I think if they were to try to come in, you know, again, like the same way that Microsoft, with them already having power within the gaming industry, you know, you got your Sony's and all these other smaller companies, like it just wouldn't have, I don't think it would have hit us. It would have hit us hard. So I think, yeah, like them, this is a good marketing scheme that they got going that I think it's going to work out for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Google knows that there's a large market for the women gamer, the woman gamer, the female gamer. Like female gamers has basically been around for as long as gaming has been around. Like when I first grew up, I remember being like 3 or 4, my cousin, she had the Nintendo and she had the Game Boy, and I would go over to her house to play that. Like I didn't have it, I mean, until I played enough over there where I was able to convince my parents to be like, can I get a Nintendo or something? I mean, that was her first. I mean, and ultimately, I think she kind of grew out of it, mostly because her demographic didn't like nurture that. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't necessarily like she grew out of it because it got born to her. I don't think that was just, it wasn't a thing that was nurtured in her community, like of women. You know what I mean, so like, whereas for men and for boys, it was just like, yeah, keep gaming your way, life away for real. And there wasn't games that were being created for that community, so like they sort of just stopped really wanting to play. But nonetheless, there's still always been that community there, and it was, even though it was like the market was working against them, they were always in for it. But like a company like Google, because they have so much information, they can essentially,
that was my next point, go ahead,
they got statistics to say what demographic are actually gamers and who are not, and not just gamers, but willing to buy games and whatnot, like and buy my merchandise, go into the whole ecosystem and actually become like a loyal customer. Like what demographic is that? And I'm sure that they recognize that if women aren't necessarily possibly a majority, they definitely holding their own in the stats. Like,
yeah,
that's not no type of gimmick or anything for them. And Nintendo Stadia sort of just appeals to the demographic just because of the fact that it's right out the box. It has a lot of the same capabilities as any other console has. You don't necessarily have to worry about too much of the setup. You just sort of get up and go. And like, I don't want to say anything like sexist or anything, but I feel like that might be an appeal. It's just like,
you can reading my mind, man. Yeah,
you just take the console, and I mean, you just get the controller and go. Like, you got it. You don't have to do no hookups with HDMI. I mean, you just go with it. I mean, you got it, you hook it up, you cut it on, boom. And that works. I feel like that will work perfectly for a woman demographic. I feel like that will work perfect for any demographic, but particularly a woman demographic. I mean, I mean, some of the women I know are clean and neat. Some of them I know are messy and junky. But, you know, you want to just be able to clean out as less crud and cruft that you can have if possible. You don't need to have a console there. You have a console there. You can still get all the gaming that you want going. And, like, when it comes to the game streaming community, they basically is killing the market, too. Because, like, there's a lot of female gamers or women gaming out there. There's a lot.
There's a lot of things that go to, like, it's crazy, I was cracking up over, because, yo, when I first, like, when you started talking about the setup, what instantly came to my mind was, like, man, that, because, you know, I just know, so from my personal experience, I just know it's always like a, it's like an issue with the whole, like, hookup thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, well, put it here, and that's just me. I've always seen that, so it's kind of like, that hits, like, they are in the right sphere when it comes to, like, you don't even got to do much, this is, take it out and flick it on or whatever the case is. Cause but then too, I like to speak to your point with this whole thing with esports, like how much it's becoming like a thing now that you have millionaires, like even rappers and even like companies that's been around for some time investing into like personal people's lives, like paying people over millions of dollars to like, just be, you know, to represent their company, you know. What we're seeing is that there's more women in the world. You know, that means there's more women who could possibly play video games. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of prominent like sports players who are women who identify as women. You know, you know, be it that that's like a thing. You know, it makes sense like for them to come in and say like, this is going to be, you know, the guys can get in too, but we want to see what's good with, you know, the female demographic. Because you know, it's almost like it's been specs here and there of people, you know, like with the games that even being developed where there's starting to see a little bit more representation. But if they go in from this angle, they can probably, you know, take up a good space in the market as far as like when it comes to just gaming as a whole, their company being known for it, you know, because I think that's what it comes to. I don't think they're the only company ever in the world who will start about jumping into the video game space and seeing if they can make their mark. You know, but again, with like you said, you brought out some key things. Google has the analytics there. You know, they have all the statistics that would give them the edge on how to properly market and advertise to the right people. Like, I think it was just, it's a solid call by them. You know, especially with the whole, you know, you got to hook it up stuff.
And I mean, and hook it up. And like, in general, like the whole idea of Stadia is just supposed to be more accessible in general because it is on. It's going to be on your phones. It's going to be on your tablets. It's going to be on your computers, on your laptops. And if you want to have it on the big screen, it's on the big screen. So it's going to be accessible from any medium that you basically have that's technology based. I mean, if you got an iPhone, you got an Android, you're going to be able to get it on either one of those platforms. And if you're talking about being able to catch that much of an audience, if you're able to get it to that many people beyond what consoles can do, then yeah, at that point you're talking about hitting a larger demographic and you're talking about hitting women at a higher rate because you're definitely going to be able to catch more people if you're able to get into more hands and more places. Like people that want to get Wii's at a low price, because like for Stadia, you don't have to have have that controller. I mean, you can get Stadia, and if you just want to get the game by itself, you just get the game. Yeah, I mean, you just get the game. And at that point, if all you're doing is just playing on your console or on your iPad or whatever, just playing on that, that's just where it's at. And that's how it's being played on. And you can capture a market as many people that have devices based on that. So, wow. Like, if you got 100 million people with tablets out there, that's your console. Yeah, I mean, so like they don't have to worry about consoles. And when that world that you don't have to worry about consoles, you got a different demographic, and that way you got to be able to appease more people. And Google is probably the company that is probably placed best when it comes to appeasing the masses, when it comes to being like the most diverse and being able to capture the, like, Android is a modular system. It has so many people using it in so many different ways, so many facets. Like, yeah, if they're going to have their Stadia console in a similar format, they have to be able to cater to the women demographic. That's no doubt.
It's a fact.
That's just a fact. Nah. I mean, and they got to do it the right way.
There you go. I mean, I think that that was pretty good, man. I wanted to move to our final article.
Yeah. The last one is let's go ahead. I'm the real reason that Google is buying Fitbit. This article is pretty interesting, but like I just remember the history of Google in general, of their whole attempt to do like health and fitness. I remember a while back Google had just Google Health in general. Before health was even a big thing, Google had a service called Google Health. And the whole point of it was just to be a resource to be able to upload your health information. And this was like maybe at 2010, or it might have been a little bit before 2010, but they immediately sort of shut that shit down because they ran into a lot of issues with HIPAA compliance. It was like immediately y'all there's these rules that need to be followed, and y'all collecting way too much information. So like they backtracked that, and they've been essentially like they got rid of it. And they've been essentially trying to rebuild that ideology of having a digital fitness, a digital health platform. And this is, I think, their real first major step. Like they have Google Fit, which was just a system that allowed you to track on your phone, like your step count, your heart rate. They have it hooked up to all these other systems. So third parties, if they got their own like fitness device, you can hook it up to the system using the API, and Fitbit has been using that same API system. They probably looked at it and was like, Fitbit is basically the largest company that's actually using our health API in the first place. Yeah. And they were like, they're already using us for as much as they can for software stuff. I think the operating system on Fitbit is not Android Wear. Because they have that Android Wear that goes on smart watches, but more than likely it will become Android Wear coming with the next version. People think that they just bought Fitbit for the Fitbit device. They didn't buy it for the Fitbit device. They bought Fitbit for all the patents that Fitbit has. I mean, like.
That makes sense.
Like all the hardware technologies, all the software technologies that Fitbit has been putting into their hardware device for the past couple of years, Google bought them just to buy that out so that they would own those technologies, so that when they come out with the next Android watch that probably won't look nothing like a Fitbit,
right?
it'll have all the patents that are in there, because they need to own those for licensing purposes.
I have all the juice with it. I mean, I like what this looks like, man, is that, again, just a way to compete. I when I was reading the article, it was saying that basically, you know, Google seen what's going on with Apple, that they're embracing like healthcare as like the next big like battleground within like technology. Like there's been this heavy push, you know, like, because again, with people creating content, right, and documenting their journeys and all the things that surrounding, you know, within the health industry, like you see this boom of like this push towards health just overall. People are, you know, picking up different dietary like options, you know, like
Under Armour. Was it either Under Armour or Nike that ran with a heavy? They had like this whole $400 kit that you can get at like a chest heart rate monitor, that's something that can go on your wrist, and then like your scale was also like a digital scale. It was like a whole kit that came in one for just like a whole full 360 health platform for real. Yeah.
And I think just been exactly, man. And they had that whole thing going. And I think that with this the our industry just becoming more not our industry, but just the people becoming more health conscious. You know, that the companies look for how can they capitalize on that. And I think that, like you said, you pointed out, which is excellent, Mike, that with Fitbit, with all of the patents they have and partnerships, it would just make sense with Google being the titan company that they are to be able to jump into that, you know, based on maybe the, you know, the statistics they've seen, the data that they've seen, and looked at it like, how could they, you know, get a piece of that marketplace? Because right for a while, it was kind of like just, I think Apple was kind of running the show when it came to like wearable devices specifically for like, you know, for like to be health conscious. Mm-hmm. But now that like Fitbit is kind of, it was its own thing, but they've been acquired by Google, that puts them in a, you know, a position where they can actually start to compete within that market space. And even like, I don't know, maybe soon, you know, kind of take over at, you know, become the dominating force. So I think there's much to really come from that, just because that's like the new thing. You know, everyone is looking to lose weight or become more healthy, or like, you know, you see like social networks and groups on different existing social networks being developed around health, you know. So with this much talk, this much traffic being generated, is talking about all different types of things, from losing weight, gaining weight, you know, everything surrounding, you know, your health, is like, you know, Google look at that as, you know, some analysts in the back, in their back office look and say, hey, this is probably a good thing to jump into. How do we jump into it? And it only makes sense, you know, let's acquire companies who are pretty much running the show.
Yeah, I mean, they know that this is going to be a business that's topping like the charts. Like Amazon is eventually going to get into the pill game, where they want to be able to give out prescription RX like prescriptions to people, and that's the game that they're trying to get into. Google is trying to get into just the physical body fitness, the physical body health. However they can do that with the collection, like they have a whole thing going on. That's a whole nother issue that we can talk about next time, about how they got caught up for having like 100,000 x-ray scans in their data centers.
Hold on now, you're taking a little too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like it's like they got a lot of information already. I mean, they partner up with a lot of hospitals, so I mean, it's Google. They collect the world's information. Like that was the thing. That like we want to organize the world's information. So they got information, but some of the things they had to pull back on giving out to the public because it became legal liabilities until they figure out the right way to do it for security's sake. Yeah. I mean, like that, your personal information is personal. So if it's going to have a public entity trying to manage that stuff, they better be doing it the best way possible. And I give it to Google because Google is probably the most secure company in the world when it comes to anything software driven. So if anybody's going to do it, they're going to do it. They're going to do it right. They just got to give them the time to do it, I guess.
And all of the, you know, all of the compliance stuff, man. Like I think they're the ones, man. I think Google pretty much, if not already publicly known, they probably run the world already. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know, you gotta accept it. But it's like, and they just find it different ways. Because I feel like once you're able to, you know, infiltrate, you know, the lives of the people, you know, let's say, for instance, they get to a place where it's a part of that, like, not only, I don't want to say bypass, but maybe become like 100% in alignment with the laws surrounding, like, you know, the HIPAA laws, you know what I mean? Like, what would that do when it comes to not just, you'll start to see like different, like, company or not different companies, different niches of health and everything merge. Like for a long period of time, like when it comes to personal training, right? A lot of the marketing that I've done, like digital marketing, helping people build their brands and stuff like that. One of the biggest things I've come across is this idea of like just over, like taking over, like taking care of your overall health. And these, like from like your personal trainer, your nutritionist, and you know your doctor, your chiropractor, all of these different. People, they operate like almost like autonomously. Like they don't, although you see how they're all connected, you know, doctors don't really talk to physical therapists as much, or like they don't really deal with personal trainers as much, or personal trainers don't really deal with chiropractors as much. But it's like with all these things being really connected, but the industry is not being connected, you know, all it takes is just, I guess, for the opportunity for money to be made and for it to be done legally for these industries, these people to run these industries to start talking. So, and I think that, you know, I'm always looking for like what companies are trying to plant the seeds. You know what I mean? Like this may seem like, you know, of course, from the money that Google has, the power they have, you know, it may seem like minute to all the other things that they're doing, but I think this is just a solid seed planted for them to kind of like just really get into the health game and run the show.
This is a big issue for them for real, because I mean, this is the last point I'm trying to make. Google is the largest advertisement platform, just in general. I don't even think it's just like on the web anymore. I think they just the largest advertisement platform just in general of any type, period. And like, they have so much information on people and know how to curate so much. Like when it comes to advertisements, they know how to get the right advertisement to you. And when it comes to HIPAA compliance, that system can't integrate with HIPAA compliance at all. Like their health system cannot be monitoring your health so that they can better send ads to you. Like they cannot be saying that, like, I got too much sodium in my system, I should go and drink a diet tea. Yeah, I mean, like they cannot have that. And that's the thing. Like if they do that, that potentially skyrockets them to like higher levels when it comes to the game in general, because they have the advertisement and they have your information at that level. And I mean, there's a lot going on right now with what is your personal information. I mean, that Andrew Yang guy that's running for president keep talking about how like your personal information is your personal information, and these companies should be paying you for that information. Like your health is an important factor as well. Like they could be curating all that stuff towards you and telling you how you should drink, how you should eat, what things you should buy, who should be your insurance company. And if they start sharing this stuff with insurance companies, that's even crazier. Like Kaiser Permanente or United Healthcare or something like that, they know what you, because they already got like Google Wallet and stuff. They got Google Wallet, they got Google Fit, they got the advertising business. They know what you bought, they know what food you like, and they know what it's doing to your body, so they know how to sell an ad to you. They can't have those systems integrate. So they legally gotta make sure that them systems do not cross over and overlap. And that's the fight that they really want to see. Like, can buying something like Fitbit is just the beginning of this, the whole health resurgence for them. And if they want to get into this business of managing other people's health, they better not be profiting off of the person's health. They gotta like they gotta be doing that for, they can partner with the companies, but like selling the ads to people in those ways, they just gotta do it real carefully.
That's great, man. That was a lot, man. I think Google always got a lot of stuff going on, man. But I think that's pretty much it for this segment, man. There's a lot of stuff shared, man. Things I'm looking to always, like, I love these dialogues that we have, man, because I learn from Mike. I think he learns from me.
Yeah.
And we do this because we want you all to learn what's going on within these industries, right? So I just want to stay in touch. We keep you posted. Like, comment, subscribe. This has been Mike Bennett and Mike Baker coming at you with another episode of the Google News Update. So, like I said, stay tuned. We got more coming your way. Peace.
Take it easy.